Dr. Edith Perez works hand-in-hand with Ms. Palmieri and was the principal investigator of the historic NCCTG trial that was one of four major randomized trials demonstrating a profound impact of the anti-HER2 agent trastuzumab in patients with HER2-positive tumors. I met with Dr. Perez to learn her perspective on this research, and she began our conversation by providing an overview of what happened.
Adjuvant therapy of patients with HER2-positive disease has been revolutionized over the last few years due to clinical trials that build on the biology of breast cancer, clearly demonstrating that by adding the monoclonal antibody trastuzumab to other existing therapies such as surgery, chemotherapy, hormonal therapy, radiation therapy, decreases the risk of relapse by about 50% and improves the odds of survival at the four-year point by about 35%. So at this time, the great majority of patients diagnosed with HER2-positive breast cancer should be receiving combination chemotherapy with trastuzumab to optimize their outcome.
There are a bunch of questions that have come up from people in practice related to these trials that you mentioned, and of course one of which that you ran. One has been the question of how long to use trastuzumab. Right now, the standard in the United States, and I think everywhere, is about a year. Where do you think that's heading?
For now, the one-year duration of trastuzumab is the standard based on the strength of the large clinical trials that have been performed. However, we're very intrigued by data from two very small trials that have looked at shorter durations of trastuzumab. In one trial, the FinHER study, 9 weeks. In the E2198 trial, 10 weeks of trastuzumab concurrent with taxane chemotherapy in each one of these studies, suggesting that there may also be benefit to a shorter duration of trastuzumab. However, I view these two studies as what we call hypothesis generating and not to be utilized for standards of practice at this time, because the statistics evaluations of these trials demonstrate that although the improvement may be about the same as in the longer duration trastuzumab trials, the 95% confidence intervals are quite wide, between 20 to 80%. So I think we need bigger studies evaluating
this. So it actually might not be good as a year, but we can't really tell at this point.
That's right. It may only be 20% good, but we don't know at this time. So there are some very large phase 3 trials currently ongoing and being planned, mainly outside of the United States, to look at this issue.
No, and of course, there's a big trial out there looking at 1 year versus 2 years, the HERA study, that I guess that's going to be very interesting. It'll be coming, hopefully coming up. When do you think we might see results from that?
We expect that to be available within the next year. The data monitoring committee meets every 6 months, so we keep waiting.
So you want to make a prediction about that?
I think trastuzumab may be a little bit better over 2 years compared to 1 year, but it's going to be a matter of how much better, whether it would warrant really the incorporation of this agent for the longer duration.